He nodded as if he understood. But she suspected he did not. Not really.
To speak of non-attachment, to understand it, that is one thing. But to practice it...
He stared at her.
That is another.
Are you lecturing me, Sayo?
I am reminding you, Eren. All Jedi must sacrifice. Sometimes we sacrifice the emotional bonds that usually link people one to another. Sometimes we sacrifice more, as did Master Zalo. That is the nature of our service. Don't lose sight of it in your grief.
She realized that there was more separating her from Sayo than 5 meters of space. Her grief was allowing her to see for the first time.
You do not understand,
she said. For a time he said nothing. Then...
Maybe I don't. But I'm here if you need to talk. I am your friend, Eren. I always will be.
I know that.
He was silent for a moment, then stepped back from the ledge of his balcony.
Good night, Eren. I'll see you in the morning.
Good night, Sayo.
He left her alone with her thoughts, with the night. Sacrifice, Sayo had said. Eren had already sacrificed much in her life, and Master Zalo had sacrificed all. She did not turn from sacrifice, but sacrifice had to have meaning. And she saw now that it had all been for nothing. Always, she had quieted her needs, her desires, under the weight of sacrifice, non-attachment, service. But now her need was too great. She owed Master Zalo too much to let his death go unavenged. Darnalla and Zim and Amriss and the rest of them could accede to onerous Sith terms to save Coruscant. That was a political matter. Eren's matter was personal, and she would not shirk it. She returned to her room and flicked on the vidscreen. More commentary on the attack. A Saurian pundit offering his analysis of how it changed the balance of power in the peace negotiations. Eren watched the vids to distract her. Barely saw them. Vids.
Vids,
she said, sitting up. The temple surveillance system would have recorded the Sith attack. If she could get to it, she could see Master Zalo's murderer. Assuming the temple still stood. Assuming the recording had not been discovered and destroyed. Assuming the Jedi did not surrender Coruscant to the Empire. It should not come to that, Master Darnalla had said. Should not. Eren would not leave her need to chance. Not this time. She was thinking of jumping after all. Having made the decision, she knew she had to act on it immediately, or let doubt assail her certainty. She rose, feeling light on her feet for the first time in hours. She gathered her pack, tightened her robes, and stepped back out onto the balcony. The wind had picked up. The leaves hissed in the breeze. The next step, once taken, was irrevocable. She knew that. She spared a glance at Sayo's room, saw it was dark. Heart racing, she turned and leapt into the open air, following her thoughts groundward, untethered from the order, from non-attachment, from everything save her need to right or wrong. Using the force to slow her descent, she hit the ground in a crouch and sped off. No one had seen her leave, and no one would mark her absence before dawn. She would be at her ship and gone well before that. She'd need to figure a way to get to Coruscant, and she had an idea of who could help her. She wanted those surveillance vids, and then she wanted to find the Sith who murdered Master Zalo. The Order might be forced to betray what it stood for, but Eren would not betray the memory of her master.